Now we have another guest joining us, and I'd like to introduce Thomas Moran, our honored guest, who's a member, a dissident member, I'm told, of the Pacifica National Board, the board that governs the entire Pacifica network of five, the family of stations, pardon me, that I've been hearing on the Pacifica Network News, that consists of WBAI here in New York, KPFA in Berkeley, California, KPFK in Los Angeles, WPFW in Washington, D.C., and KPHT in Houston, Texas. And those five stations make up the Pacifica family of stations, and the two nationally broadcast programs, the daily Pacifica Network News and the morning daily, also Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, which has been a program under pressure and under attack, as Amy has spoken on this very show about just a few weeks ago. So Thomas Moran is in an excellent position to really know what's going on, and we're really honored to have you, Thomas Moran.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
All right. And, well, you know, I guess you've been following the chaos and the controversy that's been occurring here at WBAI since the so-called midnight coup on Christmas Eve. And maybe I should ask this. Were you at all as surprised as maybe some people here were when the locks were changed?
You bet, Paul. I found out somebody paged me. I was at an event that night, and somebody paged me because a listener had heard through a call from somebody at the station that it was happening. And I have to tell you that as a board member to this date, I have heard nothing from official from anybody on either the board or the management of Pacifica. So that's how bad communication is at this point.
I've heard some of this from Leslie Kagan, who's a local member of the Pacifica National Board, who says basically if you don't vote with the majority, it's like you don't exist, like you're not a member even.
Yeah, it's gotten worse, Paul, in the last few months. I think since October, the events with Amy, all of the questions that we've sent up, whether it be to Bessie Walsh directly or it be through the so-called leadership of the Pacifica board at this point, we get no information back, which is not only pathetic, but I mean, you would think that as directors of the board, we have some rights to be informed, not only informed, but consulted about actions that really jeopardize the assets of the foundation, as you do when you take an action that appears in its face to be provocative and has the potential of creating disruption at the station. You're engaging armed guards, which is against the policies, and it's a mistake that was made out here in California.
You had armed guards in California. Board. Now, we've had some security folks up here, and I have seen no sign of them being armed. I can't tell you. I have not directly asked them if they are. Maybe Jim would want to ask the gentleman outside, but I don't think we've had the hardcore armed guards. We've had some gentlemen from the United African Movement who are associates of Utrice Lead, who have been sitting here during the day, quote unquote, for our own safety. We've had a limited access policy. There was a list downstairs, for example, that we had to have our names on. However, my name was on it, and my two guests' name were not on the list, and I was able to bring them in anyway. So it could have been tighter, but it is something different than we've ever had before. I also noticed new shiny brass lock cylinders on every door where they never existed before as well. And so a lot of people are concerned with that. Yet on the other hand, I have to say, looking at the internet and the posts, and we have not seen a tremendous outpouring of producers to sign statements sort of almost undoing things that happened. There's been definitely a division among staff and among some supporters in the community over how wise this move was.
Well, I've been following those events, again, by my own, by listening to your station on the net and by reading some of the lists and so forth. And, you know, I'm a lot more familiar with how it happened out here in KPFA. But each local station, this is a network of what really were community stations, and really, I think, at its core are community stations that are tied to the activist communities and to the communities that have something to do with the listenership out there. And it seems that each one of us have some issues that we have to work out, and we have to work out their internal issues here. There were internal issues here at KPFA before the changes in the bylaws and before some of the latest moves on the board to take more control to centralize it. And I'm sure they were, and I'm getting to understand what they were at BAI. That being said, and the fact that there are some division in terms of what the right course of action is with the top management in each station, the way that the Pacifica board actually the top management at Pacifica through now Lynn Chadwick and Bessie Wash have been moving in terms of carrying out some of these things are, to me as a board member, totally outrageous in the sense of this is not the way that I would expect us to conduct business in any kind of nonprofit corporation, let alone a corporation like Pacifica, which is committed to a certain set of values that seem antithetical to the way that we're doing things right
it's
now.
It's more like how you would do business in a more commercial establishment, where I've seen these kind
exactly.
of battles happen, you know, over ownership and possession.
Exactly. So I've taken to sort of, in terms of this controversy, talking, at least from my perspective as a board, as asking the listeners to ask themselves what kind of perspective do they want from their board members. Do they want allow a board to be carrying on in a way that, at least to me, seems to potentially jeopardize the stability of Pacifica? Or should we as board members be constantly on the hook to show you listeners and the listeners and the producers and the staff of the station that we have the mission of this organization in mind and that we are acting in concert with that mission? And I think that the second one, well, we should be constantly showing to you how every action that we take is in concert with the mission. And if we fail to do that, then there's cause for alarm. And I think there should be cause for alarm because the board of directors has powers that go beyond what any individual listener can do in terms of damaging the assets of the foundation.
They have the power and they have the responsibility and they should be accountable. Why such a lack of accountability? And maybe we could use that, because I know you don't have that much time to be with us, Mr. Moran, a member of the Thomas Moran, a member of the Pacifica National Board that oversees the Pacifica family of stations. And I'd like you to maybe segue a little bit into some of the actions that are happening, because we've been hearing, we had Carol Spooner's been out here and talking about the lawsuit, and we're very interested to know on how the listener's lawsuit against the Pacifica Board is continuing.
Well, you know, I know there was a hearing yesterday as to whether that belonged in federal court or not, and that wasn't decided yet by the judge. So
maybe
could
you discuss just briefly what the are you involved with these listener lawsuits? Are you a target of this listener lawsuit?
Yeah, I'm a named defendant, what can I say is limited here on
that. I find interesting because you're a dissident member, yet you're a named defendant.
Yeah, I think there was a tactical decision on the part of the listener's lawsuit to name everybody on the board as a named defendant. There, the committee is called the Committee to the Pacific Board, and they named everybody that was sitting on the board.
Who represents you? Who's your lawyer in this, defending you in this lawsuit?
I have a lawyer out here in California separate from the lawyer of Pacifica, and that will be announced when we have to enter a response in court, but I'm not being represented by the same lawyer, the majority of the board.
There's a reason for why I'm asking this question. Did you want to be represented by the same attorneys as Pacifica?
Well, no. I mean, I demanded to know my right to be defended. There's a director's insurance that I asked to copy a copy of, and I had to know my right in terms of having my defense, if I chose to pursue a defense that way, paid for by the director's insurance. And that's really all I can tell you. I have yet to receive all of the sets of documents that I've asked for, but now with legal representation, I'm beginning to get the sets of documents that I need.
That's interesting. Maybe you could describe for the listeners, because we've totally demolished the gag rule here the last few days, believe it or not. Tell us a little bit about who is defending Pacifica in this lawsuit that the listeners brought in California.
There's two sets of lawyers that Pacifica has. One is the lawyer Daniel Rappaport, who's been the lawyer for Pacifica for many things before. And the second co-counsel appears to be The firm, which is the firm of one of the board members of the board, the firm of Epstein Becker, and that's based in Washington, although they have offices all over the place.
And there's a board member, some say, being groomed to be the next director of the board, who is also a member of that law firm.